Night shift.
Lisa rechecked the charts and sighed, letting them drop to the table. Mr. Peters was not doing well despite her best efforts, and she feared the loss of a second patient in one night. The first had been hard enough. It was the one part of her job she liked the least. Nurses were supposed to help people get better, right? Then again, maybe she did take things too personally. That's what her best friend Marie always said. "Not on my watch," she muttered to nobody in particular, and prepared her charge's meds.
"Hey there, pretty lady."
A deep voice sounded in the room at the same time as warm arms embraced her from behind. "Hun?" Squirming in his arms, she reached out to touch the single red rose he held in his hand. "Guilty as charged," he chuckled, loosening his grip so she could turn around to face him. "Oh gosh, I'm so glad to see you." It never seemed fair to dump her days on him, but he'd been patient enough to listen before, and it wouldn't be the first death he'd heard of. For the moment, though, she threw her arms around his neck and stared into his eyes. His face looked sort of gruff. Sporting a 5 o'clock shadow he'd take care of in the morning. His strong arms pulled her tight to him. There was that unmistakable bulge in his pants. That happened every time he was in her proximity. "Hmm," she teased, softly tapping his nose with a finger. "Have a big problem to take care of there?" And then she groaned.
"Hmm, is it 6 a.m. yet?"
"Sorry, babe," he said. "It's only around midnight."
6 more hours," she breathed, subtly grinding her hips against his.
6 more hours until she could take care of his big problem and ride it into oblivion. "Did you come here to torture me with your sexy body?" "Of course," he lied, holding her tighter. And then, with a hint of sarcasm, he added, "The flower was for Mr. Peters, of course."
"Oh no," she gasped. "I must have ditzed out. Have we smashed it?"
"Not quite," he muttered, holding it up for her inspection.
"Aw, it's beautiful.
But please don't tell me you got it at the gift shop. It'd make you sell one of your legs for a single stem." "I took it when nobody was looking," he winked. He was only kidding, of course. "Here." She removed the flower from his grasp. "Let's go find it something to drink." Taking his hand in hers, she led him out of the door to the nurse's station.
"Tracy, can you cover for me for a bit?"
"Sure, Lise," Tracy said absently before looking up. "Aw, hey now."
"Too late," Lisa giggled, leading her husband away by the hand.
She'd endure the good-natured teasing later. It wasn't often he made it to the hospital to see her, especially not in the middle of the night, so she was going to make hay while the sun shined. Tracy watched them go and waved her hand in resignation. Had Lisa not been such an absolute sweetheart of a person, she'd be jealous. He was hot, devoted, probably wealthy too. Weren't all those farmers rich? Some girls had all the luck. Or was it luck? She grimaced, thinking of her 2 failed marriages. Thankfully, there hadn't been any children, but even with that, she still wasn't doing the best. The man she was now with was no Mr. Right, and she knew it, though she stubbornly held on. Still, someone like Lisa gave her hope that it actually could work, and if ever a person deserved a good marriage, it would have to be Lisa. Darn it all. "Okay, Mr. Peters," she muttered. "I'll be your drug dealer in Lisa's place."
"Where are you taking me?" he chuckled.
It was all he could do to keep up as Lisa pulled him down corridors, through a door, then down another hallway and up a staircase.
"I'm gonna get lost and not be able to find my way home, ma'am," he laughed, trying to speak in his best impression of a lost little boy.
For the moment, she ignored him. "I'm gonna step in here real quick and wash up. You don't want to get all the cooties from this place."
"Real quick, huh?" he said dryly.
"Well, I've never heard anybody say they were going to the bathroom for a long time anyway." She stopped him with a kiss and a giggle.
"Don't go anywhere."
Then she disappeared. True to her word, Lisa popped back a few moments later and smiled at him.
"Much better," she grinned, reaching for his hand once more.
"Let's go in there." She nodded toward the room directly in front of them.
"Ah, this is where y'all go when you're on break."
"Something like that," she smiled, pushing open the staff lounge door. The room was dimly lit, but otherwise inviting. Its warm, soft colors created quite a contrast with the rest of the hospital, which seemed sterile and drab. It almost looked like a home out of place, furnished with basic living room furniture, a table, and a small kitchenette. "Looks different in here now, doesn't it?" Tracy finally got them to do it, and it's a huge improvement. Tugging on his hand before he could reply, she took him deeper into the room.
"Bunk beds?" "Just like when you were a little boy," she teased, sitting down on one of them.
Instantly, her hands went to work on his belt.
"Oh, hon," he sighed. If he hadn't been hard before, his pants now felt like there was a fence post in them.
Leaning over, he gently touched her hair, softly running his fingers onto the smooth skin of her pretty face. Then he went lower, to the soft swell of her gorgeous breasts. Her hands were nimble and fast. In short order, she had his pants around his knees. His underwear was quick to follow, freeing up his hard cock.
"Oh, babe," her soft whispered words almost seemed loud in the room.
Won't somebody come in and..."
"Probably not," she murmured, leaning close to kiss the top of his most beautiful penis. He looked over his shoulder, wondering if she was right. His back was to the door, and they were in the room a little way. Still, the idea that one of her co-workers could burst through the door at any moment was both exhilarating and sobering. The searing warmth of her moist lips immediately brought his attention back to her. He stared down into her laughing face, her pretty blue eyes blinking up into his. His manhood stood encircled in the wet warmth of her lips. Had her mouth not been full of him at that moment, she would have giggled at his reaction and the look on his face. She hadn't exactly been forthright with what she wanted to do with him, and he was nervous, wondering who might come through the door. That's why they would have to be quick.
He tasted delicious as she swirled her tongue around the crown of her prince before wiggling it into the tiny slit in his tip. This was the perfect way to erase a bad night, and any time somebody died, it was an especially bad night. She could almost see and feel him returning the favor later. In the early morning hours after her shift, she knew he would. His head would be enshrined between her creamy thighs until he sent her into orbit. Stifling a moan, he threw his head back. This was certainly not what he'd been expecting from a visit to the hospital. Looking down at her again, he met her gaze. She released him and smiled sweetly, her hand taking over where her mouth had been.
"You trying to kill me off?" he hissed.
"Of course not," she giggled. "Just trying to tide you over till later." Turning her gaze to his gleaming penis again, she admired her handiwork. Biting her lower lip, she shook her head as a warm rush of pleasure passed through her. Absolutely scrumptious. She was about to take him into the warmth of her mouth once more when his strong arms insistently drew her to her feet. She peered into his handsome face, plastered at the moment with a goofy grin.
"You're getting to be as naughty as..."
"Not quite," Lisa smiled, reaching up to touch his lips with a finger. Though it probably wasn't far from the truth. Marie had a way of rubbing off on a person, and it wasn't the first time she'd heard the accusation from his lips. "You didn't seem to mind," she teased, giving him a squeeze he felt from his head to his toes.
"Hun," he said softly, I so don't deserve you. I don't even know what to say." Few things could match the ability of her sweetness to humble his heart to its core. Wife, lover, and playful best friend. He'd come here to try to encourage her and be near her, and instead she was building him up. She always did. It was her nature. His hands trembling, he tenderly held her head as his lips searched for and found hers. Open-mouthed, their tongues danced in mutual desire. Had they been caught at that moment, it doubtless would have looked quite funny. A man with his pants around his knees, a sweet feminine hand holding an enormous hard-on, husband and wife lip-locked to the point of blissful oblivion. At the moment, though, neither of them cared. His hands found her waist, slipping into her scrubs and ever so gently following a carefully manicured landing strip of pubic hair to her passion. Her muffled moans were music to his ears, as his fingertips found the soaking wet softness of her femininity. He peered into her eyes, enjoying the luminous pools of blue that seemed to sparkle. He inserted one finger, and then two, into her steaming warmth. "Oh, hon," she gasped. Their kiss broke, only to be followed immediately by his lips again seeking hers. His soft whispers of love filled her ears,
as he unrelentingly kissed her pretty face. She met his eyes once more and felt a firm, calloused hand gently supporting her back. And just in time, too, she undulated her body against him as an orgasm took her over. A heady rush of endorphins cascaded through her, and she cried into his mouth with breathy sobs of pleasure. There was absolutely no feeling like it in the world. He loved it when she came. He loved being the one responsible for taking her there, and he loved the sweet and silly conversations they always had in the afterglow. Wrapping his arms around her, he held her tight to him until her breathing returned to normal. "Oh my gosh," she finally gasped. "That's exactly what I needed." Wearily, she sat back down on the bed as he slipped his fingers free from her scrubs.
"Evidently," he said, grinning as he observed his dripping wet fingers before kissing each one dry.
The scent of her on his fingers only fired the intensity of his desire. He wondered again how that worked. Where was that switch that seemed to flip inside, where the desire went from mere surface enjoyment to an ache deep within? When she gently squeezed his hard length and cupped his testicles, the curious mixture of pleasure and throbbing, blissful agony seared through his heart. "And now, lover boy," she smiled sweetly up at him. She watched his face as she sat up again and tenderly kissed the tip of his penis. His mouth was partly open, and his face awash with a vacant look. "Come in my mouth," she whispered. Her soft words were interspersed with fluttering kisses up and down his gleaming shaft. Unfortunately, her heart-pumping assault on his pleasure was short-lived. The look on her face was the closest thing to irritation or anger that he'd ever seen there. "You okay, hon?" he gasped. Her hand flew to the beeper at her waist. She saw only two words. New admit.
"Oh, piffle!"
"Gotta go?" She nodded her head and slumped her shoulders. "You mean they don't pay nurses to give their husbands blowjobs in the hospital?" She giggled in spite of how she felt at the moment. No, they didn't. And they'd probably pushed their luck far enough. Though at the moment, she didn't care who came through that door. "Hold that thought," she said, smiling up at him. Holding him in both hands, she tenderly kissed him again. He had to be aching. "You'll wake up for me, won't you?" Again she kissed him, her tongue flicking out to capture the slippery stream of his pre-cum. "And dream of me?" He almost cried with the intensity of pleasure she elicited as she ran her tongue up the entire length of his penis. "Hun, don't you have to..." I know," she said, finally standing up so he could pull his pants back up. "Piffle," she repeated, which was as close as she ever got to swearing. "I'll be all right, babe," he grinned, clasping his belt back into place. "Got the old engine warmed up, is all." "Keep him purring for me," she smiled, patting his still bulging pants. "But I do have to go." Grasping his hand once more, she led him back through the myriad of hallways and doors. When they got to the nurse's station, she stopped for a moment to smell the rose he'd brought her. Then she listened absently as Tracy filled her in on the new admission to the hospital. "The room is on the way out," she said, grasping his hand again as she took him down the hall. Stopping outside the room she was to enter, they embraced one last time. "Thanks for coming, babe," she whispered.
"Thank you for coming," he returned. Giggling, she tapped his nose with her finger. "Guess I walked into that one, didn't I?"
"I'm going to be pacing the floor waiting for you to get home," he murmured, kissing her nose in return.
"You better sleep instead," she grinned.
A sudden thought came to mind.
It would literally bury the poor man's imagination, but so be it.
The anticipation would be all the sweeter. "Because when I get home..." He stared at her transfixed as she reached for his head, her sweet lips whispering naughty words into his ear. It seemed she was bound and determined to send him to the parking lot with a baseball bat between his legs.
"Now, I really gotta go."
He crushed her in his embrace once more, then patted the softness of her bum as she left him in the hallway. Ever the professional, he heard from within the room her sweet voice greeting the new patient. She seemed like the perfect angel. He smiled to himself. She certainly was. He knew that his return trip to the car in the parking lot was a crooked one. How could any man walk straight after hearing something like that? The drive to their home was scarcely better. Actually, getting to sleep would prove hard.